101.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
I remember that theme music.
Where'd you come up with that?
Ron Swanson. Where's Purd? Hi again, everybody. We are back here on North Idaho's radio. It's North Idaho Wednesday, and oh my goodness, what a beautiful day we have going on outside. High of, they say, 74.
Wow.
Possibly. Whew. Today. Yeah, it's going to feel toasty.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. The only problem with it, I did weed and feed on my lawn a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having to mow twice a week.
Oh my gosh.
Twice a week.
That's
you ought to come over and try it sometime. It's really fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I haven't even mowed my own backyard yet.
Anyway, we got Marie McAllister with us. It's Ricky's top 10 favorite summertime snack foods, because it is summertime kind of weather. And Ricky, how are you two going to do this?
I think we'll just go one at a time.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to start, Marie.
I guess.
Sure. Your number.
I feel like my first two kind of go together.
Okay.
It's like if I'm out on the summer road trip, I'm driving somewhere in the car and you got to stop and get gas. And you go into the little convenience store and you got to get a snack for driving and stuff. Depends on what time of day it is.
Sure.
If it's morning, I grab a pack of donuts,
mm-hmm.
the chocolate ones.
Yeah.
Sometimes powdered sugar, donuts. But I really like the chocolate ones best. Mm-hmm. But if it's in the afternoon, I'll get a can of Pringles, barbecue flavor.
Nice.
So you don't eat donuts in the afternoon. You don't eat Pringles in the morning.
Right. Yeah. And I never buy those like any other time, only if I'm driving and I need a snack while I'm in the car.
I think that's perfectly logical.
Yeah.
I like it.
So is that number 10 and 9?
Yeah, that's 10 and 9.
Okay.
So.
That's we're going way too fast.
I'll slow down.
Shoot. Just kidding.
Well, my number 10 is a little vague. I wanted to put candy on the list, but I do eat candy year-round. Like, I don't have specific summertime and wintertime candies. So just candy is kind of like a staple in my diet. So my number 10 is more strictly a spring-summer snack is popsicles.
Yeah.
I love popsicles.
Banana.
I like to make my own popsicles.
Banana popsicles?
Like to buy popsicles?
Those are the best.
Yeah. I really like fudgesicles or the creamsicles.
Creamsicles.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Creamsicles are good.
Good. You know.
Yeah, and that's summery.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, I mean, who would think of donuts as, you know, a summer thing?
I get the road trip food vibe, though. Like, I'm all about that. There's certain things that you only eat, like, on a road trip or at the movies, you know?
Popsicles works. Yeah, it's good. So we're going to go right to your number 9. Oh, wait. She mentioned banana popsicles.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite flavor of popsicle?
I like red popsicles.
Red is good.
I don't know the flavor. I go for classic.
Cherry.
You know what I do like, though, are the pink Otter Pops the best. Like, if we're going to talk about Otter Pops, that's
pink
different.
Otter Pops?
Pink Otter Pops.
I don't remember those.
I think it's like, maybe it's the orange ones. Little Orphan Orange is my favorite. You know, it has the little girl with the polka dot skirt.
Otter Pops have their own names?
Yeah, they all have little characters on the bottom with their name.
All I remember about them is feeding them to you guys when you're little because they were super cheap.
Yeah. No, they still are. I think you can get a box at the dollar store. I love Otter Pops.
So how much do they cost at the dollar store?
$5.
Gotcha.
I actually gave my friend's kids their first Otter Pops, and they suddenly remembered my name after that. It was magic.
Let's be the sugar.
Yes. Number 9 is Chex Mix. I do enjoy it, store-bought from the store. However, I just had my friend's mother she sends him care packages all the time with, like, food and spices and seeds for our garden. It's so weird. It's like a motherly thing that I've never seen actually happen in real life. So she homemade Chex Mix, and it was the best thing I've ever had in my life. It was so delicious and spicy, and we ate it the whole thing. It was like 3 giant Tupperware tubs full of Chex Mix, and we ate it in 2 days.
Did you have a certain favorite piece? Because there was a survey that just came out.
I like the rye chips the best.
Rye chips?
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Did it have peanuts in it?
No, because that's gross.
No, it's delicious.
Well, we'll get to that in a little while.
Well, according to Thrill List, I printed out the top 25 snack foods in America, and Chex Mix was number 18.
Oh, wow.
But it's kind of a weird thing because, like you're saying, everybody makes it a little bit different.
Yes. Yeah.
Some are too salty.
Yes, I agree. This one was just right.
All right.
Chex Mix, not on my list.
Well, sorry. You're number eight, though.
My number eight is kind of a combo. It's when I'm trying to eat healthy and have a nice snack, I'll reach for either almonds or cashews.
I love cashews.
Yeah, get the big tub at Costco and just grab a handful, and, you know, it's pretty satisfying.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Feeling guilty.
What exactly. What kind of almonds? Just like raw almonds?
Yeah.
I think you're lying.
I have some on my desk if you like some.
Well, Ricky, this is Ricky over here, Marie. I don't know if you got two of them.
Yeah.
But she turned me on to the Smokehouse almonds while golfing a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I am an addict.
The Blue Diamond almond Smokehouse flavor. Yeah. The little jar you just put in your golf bag. It's like the easiest golf snack. And then they're a little bit spicy, a little bit salty.
I haven't tried the flavored ones, but I do like Blue Diamond almonds.
Yeah. And you have a little bit of the chemicals that they use on the grass out there.
Exactly.
It's really delicious.
Yeah, a little golf chemical flavor.
Your tongue starts glowing. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, almonds or cashews, good one.
Yeah. Mine kind of goes along with what both of you were saying. We recently, as a household, extended household, went to Costco and stocked up on a bunch of raw nuts, and then my roommate roasted and salted and flavored them and put some chocolate chips and some dried fruit in a trail mix, as you would call it. And it's actually delicious. I'm not always a huge fan of a roasted nut and fruit combo. Like, I don't like peanut butter and jelly. It's the sweet, salty thing that I'm not crazy about. But I've just... all right. Wait. All of your looks.
Did you just say you don't like peanut butter and jelly?
No. I like jelly with... cream cheese, and I like peanut butter with banana or honey, but I do not like peanut butter and jelly together.
Wow.
That's just an American.
It's not good, though.
It's delicious.
Must have the wrong kind of jelly or something.
I don't know, man. It's just not my thing.
Try like grape jelly. And
yeah, Welch's grape jelly.
Grape jelly? No. I haven't eaten grape jelly since I was 12.
What? I know. That's why it's so good.
Wow. Nope.
Jeez. So that was your number eight. Do we want to squeeze?
Trail mix.
Squeeze it. Oh, no, trail mix.
Yeah, not peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
This had nothing to do with peanut butter and jelly, other than there's peanuts in the trail mix, and I actually do enjoy that, but I wouldn't eat just peanuts on
their
own.
Try putting jelly in the trail mix next time. It's really good. Marie, you're number seven.
Keeping things nutty. Number seven for me is sunflower seeds.
I love sunflower seeds.
And, you know, it takes a long time to eat them.
Yeah. Are you a cheeker? Like, do you put a handful in your cheek and then bite
them?
No,
I just do one at a time. Mm-hmm. And I also use them in my car for when I'm driving. Again, it keeps me awake.
You should see her car.
Smart.
Yeah.
When she covered in sunflower seeds. From Spokane to here, covered with sunflower seeds.
It isn't.
So sunflower seeds have gotten weird over the years. Okay. I mean, I don't buy them anymore, but I used to. I was a cheeker.
Yes.
Because I would.
Grew
up playing baseball, and then
I wanted to emulate
from
my father.
Levi Garrett chewing tobacco to sunflower seeds. But my problem with it was be so salty, then your whole mouth would get all weirded out.
Your tongue is.
Does that happen
numb
when you eat it one at a time, too?
Mm-hmm. If you eat like the whole bag.
The whole bag of them, yes.
Oh, back again when I was a baseball player. So I'd take a handful of them and rinse them off.
Oh. In
your mouth, because you get rid of all that salt.
Yeah.
But what I was getting at is now if you go to the store and you look at the sunflower seeds, there's different brands.
Dill pickle.
It used to be only David and Sons.
Cracked pepper. Yeah.
And now, yeah, dill pickle. There's barbecued flavor.
Yeah.
Have you tried any of those?
I don't care for those. In fact, I only like the Giant brand now. It's like my favorite.
Why?
They're Giant.
Oh.
I don't eat too many of the sunflower seeds in the shell. I do enjoy my favorite breakfast, the one that I eat 98% of the time, is cottage cheese with sunflower seeds, you know, the shelled ones. That.
And she goes back to that cottage cheese. Oh, that was cream cheese before.
Yeah, cream cheese, yeah. But that's my favorite breakfast. So I eat sunflower seeds often, just not always in the shell. But when I do the cheek method.
Yeah.
To me, if you don't do it, you're just an amateur.
And you make me miss the salad bar at the Hydra, which was our Wednesday thing.
Can't even talk about it.
Because it would always, you would make the salad, then, oh, look, there's the croutons and the sunflower seeds. Maybe someday we'll get
that back. One of these days.
The Hydra is open, by the way.
I know.
Not the salad bar.
I could go for my favorite cocktail, the Long Island, the cucumber basil Long Island.
Huh. Well, why don't you go whip one of those up while we take our second break. Then we'll come back with... Your number 7 as Ricky's top 10 favorite summertime snack foods continues.
The Ponderay Winery is open Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 8 p.m. Stop in and have a tasty glass of wine and order a delicious pizza. If you'd rather, you can take it all to go. Ponderay Winery now has reduced seating as the staff continues to keep the cleanliness of the winery and the health of the community as their top priority. The winery is excited to introduce the 2019 Rosé as the May Wine of the Month. All bottles are 10% off now through the end of the month. Call in your order today. Ponderay Winery on Cedar Street in Sandpoint.
As the seasons change, it's a great time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start the process by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts. Right now, Specialty Auto Glass can save you time and money with their mobile auto glass service. That's right, Specialty Auto Glass will come to you at work, at home, or wherever is convenient for you. All their technicians are certified and they abide by the AGSC standard. Make the right choice today with the experts at Specialty Auto Glass in Ponderay.
Hunting is conservation. At the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we salute hunters for providing the majority of conservation funding across the U.S. Join us for our annual fundraising banquet to benefit wildlife and the mission of the RMEF.
The Selkirk Crest chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is holding their annual Big Game Banquet on Saturday, June 13th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. This is a social evening of fun, friends, and great food, all for the benefit of elk country. You could win some top-notch firearms, premium hunts, and exclusive home furnishings. There are new table packages available this year. Go to rmef.org for details. Buy your tickets now and save big bucks. Don't miss the annual Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet, Saturday, June 13th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. For more information, go online to rmef.org. That's rmef.org.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
In the best of times and the worst of times, nothing brings us together like the gift of music. 4,000 Holes at 1610 North Monroe in Spokane continues its dedication to help share the gift of music on eBay. And it's currently stocked with thousands of titles, including the new releases from Pearl Jam, Ozzy Osbourne, Tool, Marcus King, Green Day, and Dwight Yoakam. There's something for every musical taste. Find 4,000 Holes on eBay, Facebook, or call 509-325-1914.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Here on KSBT KBFI, I'm your host, Bob Witte. It is Wednesday, North Idaho, Wednesday, North Idaho, Hump Day, Ricky's Top 10. We do it every Wednesday these days, and today, in honor of it feeling like summer and summer right around the corner, it's our top 10 favorite snack foods and our summertime snack foods. We've had donuts and Pringles so far. We have nothing to do with summer, but popsicles and fudgesicles. That was appropriate. I'm just giving you a hard time, Marie. Marie McAllister is our special guest today. You know, we need to have her on the show more often. I mean, her office is right down the hall.
Right. I hear she has snacks in there.
She has snacks all day long. I'm just kidding. Ricky, we are at your number 7.
My number 6 and number 7 are very similar. You'll find my number 7 is only a little bit lower because it's a more of a daytime snack option, whereas number 6 is more of a nighttime snack option. But number 7 is apples with cheddar cheese.
You don't like peanut butter and jelly, but you like apples and cheddar cheese.
Yes, I love apples and cheddar cheese.
Marie, do you have a comment on that?
No comment.
Obviously, you haven't tried it. Haven't tried
it. It just doesn't sound good to me.
I have this thing about cheese, too. Mm. Cheese has to be melted for me or I cannot eat it.
Interesting. I could eat cheese in any form. I don't care.
I have nothing with cheese. I don't know what fruit even is, why it's considered food. But
wow.
No, I eat fruit Oh, I have when I was younger.
I guess the apple fell pretty far from that tree.
I eat a banana every Tuesday morning, okay? Well, half
Tuesday
banana.
Is banana day?
Put it in my cereal.
He only has cereal on Tuesdays.
Very proud.
Cereal on Tuesdays with a half a banana in it.
Very the fulfilling life.
But I've never thought about apples and cheese. It's funny about apples, though, because I think I've told you this. When I was like in the third grade at lunch one day at school, I had apples and peanuts and took a bite of the apple and threw in a couple peanuts in my mouth. And it was the worst, most revolting taste.
What?
I've never gone back to peanuts and apples.
I also love apples and peanut butter. It's a delicious combination.
Mm. Ugh.
Wow.
Gagging. Wow. Gagging right now, people.
Wow.
Is it related?
No.
Obviously not.
It's now called the animal shelter, but it was the pound 35 years ago when we picked her up.
It just happened to look identical to your mother, but it was a coincidence. Marie, you're number seven. Oh, no. Did you already do number
six?
Number six.
Popcorn.
Ah, good one.
Easy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want something filling and don't want to spend a lot of time, just pop it in the microwave.
Yeah.
But not too long.
Popcorn.
So in your expert opinion, is microwave popcorn as good as making it in a pot like we did when we were kids or the Jiffy Pop?
The Jiffy Pop, when we used to do it over the stove.
Yeah.
That was fun. It was good.
You know, I have one of those hanging in my kitchen on the wall. I call it the redneck smoke alarm. Mm-hmm. I figured if it ever caught on fire, you would hear the popcorn popping.
Totally.
And it would wake you up.
That's a really good idea.
It's cheap.
It's very smart.
No, seriously, what is the best popcorn you've had in your life, either the microwave or Jiffy Pop or made in a pan?
Well, going back, you know, it brings back memories, the old-fashioned kind, but it's so easy now, and it's all buttery and salty and delicious and pretty much near perfect every time.
Oh.
So.
I have had popcorn in a pan where I was out of everything else. So I used coconut oil to make the popcorn, and that was delicious because there was a slight coconut flavor to the popcorn. So it was a little bit sweet but still nutty. It was very good.
That
the looks
good.
I'm getting today.
I've had a long day already. You know, but my favorite popcorn, I don't know how they do it, but like you go to an old school theater like the Panada Theater, and they're popping the corn in the old school thing that's been used for 100 years. And there's something about that butter that just is better than butter anywhere else.
You can go to Les Schwab and get the same thing, too.
Yeah. It was like how you always talked about Johnny's... Deep fryer. Yeah. Like there's just so much flavor already in it that you can't replicate it ever. My number six, thanks for asking, is apples with cinnamon. One of my all-time favorite, it's too hot to eat anything in the summertime evening kind of snack. It's just sprinkle some cinnamon on sliced apples and it's so delicious. It's super easy. I like anything you don't have to cook or put any sort of preparation into. So that's one of my go-tos in the summer.
I would go with that.
Thank you.
Cinnamon and apples. That sounds absolutely delicious. Any particular color or flavor of apple?
I am really...
Just picture the green ones when you say that.
Yeah, I like a green apple. I go for the muddled apples, the sort of red and greeny ones, mostly because it's a textural thing. I really like an apple to, like all my fruit, I like it sort of not quite ripe. If an apple is too squishy or mealy, I can't eat it. Like, I'm really particular about the textures of fruit. So I like sort of a nice firm apple, and that's what I care about more than the color.
Have you tried those new little apples?
Yes, what I'm super into these days. Yeah. Number five?
Obviously, my list is more junky than hers. But I'm going with Chips Ahoy.
Oh, nice.
But chip cookies.
That reminds me of the Shook's house when we were kids. They always
dipped
had Chips
milk.
Ahoy.
So not just chocolate chip cookies in general, but Chips Ahoy, particular brand. Mm-hmm. What makes them better than just chocolate chip cookies?
I think it's consistently. Mm-hmm. They're consistently good. And they always taste the same. They're always, when you dip them in milk, you know how long to hold them there. I don't like to get the fancy ones either, the ones that have the big chunks of chocolate. I just like the regular ones.
I entirely disagree. Bluebird Bakery, as a matter of fact, has an excellent chocolate chip cookie with the huge chunks of chocolate in it. It's almost like a slab of chocolate in the middle of a cookie. It's amazing.
That's too much for me.
Oh, I love it.
Well, when I was a kid, my mom would occasionally buy Safeway's chocolate chip cookies. Mm. They were, for some reason, better than, in my opinion, Chips Ahoy or anything you could buy in the cookies section of the store. They seemed like they were fresher or or squishier.
Albertsons has
something.
Very good chocolate chip cookies. Mm. As well.
Albertsons?
Albertsons.
They're owned by Safeway.
Interesting.
Or vice versa.
Interesting. It's a conspiracy.
Chocolate chip cookie, but
really
yeah,
getting to the bottom of this.
Speaking of cookies, if you're interested in Girl Scout cookies, so we had Darcy Smith on the show from Bonner County last Thursday, and they had the Girl Scouts finally got their cookies out of quarantine or the warehouse, wherever they had been locked up, and had a big sale on Saturday. But you can contact Darcy at the Bonner County Fairgrounds office if you're interested in Girl Scout cookies.
I love the grasshoppers.
She's got them, and we got a bunch of them from her yesterday, and they
were
sharing.
Yes.
Yeah, they were a hit around here. I couldn't help but share.
Yeah. So, good one.
It was all good. So you're number five.
My number five. I didn't do this on purpose. I didn't try to make a healthy snack list. It just is what I was trying to think of the things that I go to for snacks. I really like carrots and celery. Also just fruits in general, especially in the summer. Like you can go over to Papa's house and pick all the raspberries off of his bush or fresh blueberries, like just fruits and vegetables in the summer. Kind of my go-to snack. Like when you're hungry, you don't want to prepare a meal. It's like a meal in a, you know, nature wrapper.
There's kind of a theme going here. We got donuts and Pringles over here. Then to my left has been fruit and peanut butter. And
get
stuff.
Less healthy in the top five.
So do mine.
Well, as I mentioned, I did print out the top 25 favorite snack foods in America. And some of them that we haven't mentioned yet. Ritz crackers, Butterfingers. That's candy, right?
Yeah.
Butterfingers.
That doesn't
count. You mentioned Chex Mix was number 18. Mm-hmm. Snicker bars was number 16. What are combos? Combos, number 14.
Nope.
I don't know if that's, you know, like salami and bologna or whatever. Lay's potato chips, number 12. Kit Kats were number 11.
These are candies, though. That's not
a
snack.
This is a snack.
But as they get into the top 10 here, which we'll share after the next break, most they get away from all the candy stuff and more into the traditionals. But speaking of chips, it's almost summertime, and I think they're called wavy chips. Or no, the ones you dip, they have the...
Sure.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And they came out with last year what it's always been for sale in Canada, but never in the United States till last year.
All dressed. All dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always been a Canadian flavor, and they are just the Ruffles. They are.
Yeah.
Ruffles have ridges. That's what I remember. But we had this group came down from Cranbrook to play Little League against our all-star team.
Yeah.
And they brought all the food, and that was the chips.
The all-dressed chips.
I have never had a chip like this in my life.
They're so delicious.
And then these Ruffles started selling, and that became a thing in Sandpoint.
Who brought the chips in one time? They were ketchup-flavored chips.
I disagree with that.
They were in the break room for quite
there,
some time.
There are some really nasty. I noticed last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, I went to Super One and looked at all the different flavors of chips. They didn't have the all dressed yet.
Yeah.
But there's some weird flavored chips
being sold
these days. And while we chew on that, we're going to take our final break. And we come back. It's Ricky's Top 10 for this week. We have Marie McAllister with us, famous snacker, internationally famous snack person.
That's right.
And we are doing top 10 favorite summertime snacks, and we'll wind that up right after this.
The Panhandle Animal Shelter thrift store is open for business. They're currently accepting donations, and you can even do some shopping. Store hours right now are Thursday through Monday from 10 to 4, and they're closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Now's the time to bring by those gently used items you've been storing. Panhandle Animal Shelter is currently open for adoptions by appointment only. Please practice social distancing while visiting the shelter or the thrift store. The Panhandle Animal Shelter Thrift Store is located on Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay.
Only at your new Rathdrum Buy Mart can you shop with incredible value straight from our savings book. Our new savings book is out now, stuffed full of savings at our Rathdrum store. From everyday items to seasonal specials, the savings book has everything your family needs with amazing prices lasting through June 2nd. Our Rathdrum store is easy, convenient, and comfortable, making shopping less of a hassle so you can get what you need and then get back home. So come shop and save at your new Buy Mart store in Rathdrum. Buy Mart, we're here for you.
As restrictions are lifted and our economy gets back to normal, Finley Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram would like to remind you, we are still here. And we missed you. All of our departments are fully staffed and open for business. We are still taking extra precautions like social distancing and cleaning all contact surfaces throughout the day. Finley is your best source for OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. Our service drive has never seen faster turnaround times. We have unprecedented finance options on new Jeeps and Ram trucks. And if you prefer, you can order 100% online and have it delivered to your home. But our showroom is open, and we would love to see you. We have a nice selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. And this inventory has got to move. Call 208-457-1900 or stop by Finley Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at the I-90 Autoplex or go online at finleypostfalls.com.
People sometimes forget the amazing things trees provide for us. Aside from their beauty, forests help build our homes, filter air and water, and add to our economy. But North Idaho's timberland also provides a haven for the wildlife that's so important in our part of the country. Idaho Forest Group knows a healthy forest means healthy wildlife if it's properly managed to help prevent wind or wildfire damage, and it's insect and disease free. Your forest will attract more diverse and healthy wildlife. Do you own 10 or more acres of timberland? Idaho Forest Group can help you maintain its health by providing a free, no obligation assessment of your trees. We'll help you manage your forest and make it a healthy home for birds, deer, elk, and all the creatures that make up North Idaho's amazing ecosystem. Healthy forests really do mean healthy wildlife. To schedule a visit by an Idaho Forest Group expert, visit us at idfg.com.
1400 AM KSPT Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI Bonners Ferry, and K246 CU, 97.1 FM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment today here on North Idaho's radio, North Idaho Wednesday, Ricky's Top 10. We have Maria McAllister along with us, and it is our Top 10 summertime, our Top 10 favorite summertime snack foods. And nice we are one. Down to number four, Marie.
Snickers.
You continue on the health theme, huh?
Uh-huh. Candy in there. I remember when my daughter was old enough to trick-or-treat, I'd always have to go through and get all the Snickers out first.
So you brought that up, you know, in recent year, or probably recent decades, they went to the little bite-sized, mm-hmm. the little mini individual-sized Snickers for Halloween, which makes sense to not give a kid a whole candy bar.
Yeah.
But do you find a flavor difference between the bite-size and the whole bar?
A little bit. And when I do have a full-size bar, I like to cut it in equal squares.
Oh, she's knife. Crazy.
Yeah. So you ought to just buy the bite-size ones.
Yeah. Well, this is less waste if you buy the big ones.
Got it. And number four, Ricky.
My number four are cheese puffs. I don't want to say Cheetos because I actually don't like Cheetos flavor. I like the Barbara's cheese puffs. They're like the healthy organic alternative to Cheetos. And I just like the flavor of those a lot better. So that's usually my go-to if I just want like an unhealthy kind of like snacky snack where you don't have to think about what you're eating so much.
Like cheese puffs better than Cheetos.
Yes.
You're just wrong.
I know. I'm sorry.
I was talking about a list of the top 25 snack foods according to whatever list I printed out. Cheez-Its are number 8.
Gross. And I'm not a cracker fan.
And Cheetos were number 6.
Oh, okay.
Just passing along. They sort of agree. So are there different brands of cheese puffs?
Yes, that's what I like, the Barbara's cheese puffs.
They're healthier than anybody else's?
No, not necessarily, but that's a better flavor to me. I enjoy the flavor better.
Do they turn your fingers orange?
No. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad. It depends on what, if you like Cheetos. But it's also a benefit to me is that you're not covered in Cheeto dust.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Head to toe, yeah.
You can always tell when little kids have been eating Cheetos because their fingers are orange, their lips are orange. Have you been eating Cheetos? No. Can I have a popsicle? Marie, you're number 3.
Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips. This is about as healthy a a potato chip you can get, right?
I've gotten into some Harvest Cheddar Sun Chip. It was my friend Jake's very favorite drunk time snack. So we've gotten down on some of those.
Harvest Cheddar. So what makes it, what's the difference between a sun chip and a potato chip?
It's like a baked chip.
It's like a health chip.
So you eat it wishing that you had just a regular old potato chip?
Yes.
Have you tried the all dressed Canadian flavored? Those are absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
We're just whipping through this. You're number three already.
My number three is I really like pretzels in any form. I have to say it's very German of me, yes, but I enjoy a good pretzel. It's usually a go-to snack of mine. I like the big soft pretzels. I like the little tiny pretzels. But my go-to in like daily life would be pretzel sticks. I like the Snyder's the best. Dipped in Nutella. That is kind of I don't buy Nutella often because I will eat the entire tub with a spoon. but when I have it in the house, I like it on vanilla ice cream or dipping pretzel sticks in it. It is just the perfect combination to me.
Yeah, and you were introduced to Nutella at a very small age.
Yes.
Because your grandmother from Varian would always bring you Nutella, and I never even had seen it in a store ever.
It wasn't in the U.S. yet. They would just send it from Germany.
I have never tasted Nutella.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
It's chocolate. It's nutty chocolate.
It's hazelnut chocolate.
And Ricky, you have a definite theme going here. Would you like to mix two things
I do.
Together?
That's what I call cooking in my world.
is dipping pretzels in chocolate stuff.
Yeah,
is,
that's cooking for me.
Gotcha. back to this list I printed out, the top 10 things, just to see if we're going to touch on any of these. Sure. Number 10 was Fritos, as I mentioned. Number 9, gummy bears. Number 8, Cheez-Its. Number 7, M&Ms.
Okay.
Which I never really...
I feel like peanut M&Ms are a legitimate snack. Plain M&Ms are candy.
No, can't eat them.
Yeah.
Your brother left a huge bag of peanut M&Ms at my house from whenever he was here last, and I find myself actually eating them.
Yeah, we were on an airplane once at 8 a.m., and I said, I wish I had packed breakfast. And he went, don't worry, I got this. And he pulled out a family-sized bag of peanut M&Ms.
That's breakfast of champions.
With Willie.
Who raised that kid? Number 6 was Cheetos. Number 5, Goldfish. Mm. Pretty good snack there. Number 4, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Number 3, Pringles.
Okay.
I think that was like your number 9.
Yeah.
You're number 9, so you got one in the top 10. Number 2, Oreos.
Mm.
Tough to beat. And number 1, obviously this was sponsored by Doritos.
Duh.
Yeah.
That is a lot of people's go-to chip, though. They're too flavorful for me.
Yeah, there's too much going on
there.
We have a few more minutes, and we have Marie McAllister's number 2.
Well, we're already up to number two.
Well, I'm keeping with the Lay's family for my barbecue potato chips as my number 2.
My number 2.
Barbecue potato chips. That's where the all dressed comes in, because they look like they're barbecue potato chips, but they are 1,000% better.
Give them a try.
Yeah. Promise.
And I try not to buy them very often, but like a barbecue is.
I do like a good barbecue potato chip, though. They're not bad.
So what do you do being a single person? Do you buy a big bag of barbecue potato chips? I try not to buy them
because I don't want to eat them because I'm trying to lose weight. But sometimes they'll have them on sale for like, you know, 2 bags for $3 or whatever. And it's like, oh, I can't pass that up.
Well, this is often my lament at a grocery store being a single person. Everything's family size. Like, I'm not trying to feed a family with potato chips. I want like the individual size. Like, even if it was just like the mid-range, like normal sized bag, I would be very happy. But everything is either minuscule or family size. Like, there's no just happy medium.
Well, I totally get the family size thing when, you know, I was a father of 5 children. We're all separated by a year and a half. So family size made perfect sense.
Right.
I'm now just a single person living alone, and I have to freeze more than half of a loaf of bread because there's no way I'm eating all that.
Can't get through it.
So shouldn't they have a senior section where there's like half a loaves of bread and like half a apples or half a banana every Tuesday?
Half a banana.
Then when you want a sandwich, you have to, oh, darn, my bread's frozen.
Exactly.
I know. It's a whole thing. I would shop in the senior section for sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would. But whenever I mention that to somebody who's in the food industry, they just stare at me like, we're not making money doing that.
Well, right, exactly. You don't really market to the sad single girl shopping for half an apple.
Our engineer said I should just invite friends over. I don't have any friends. Problem. Now you brought it up.
Oh.
God. Ricky, your number
so
two.
My number two is I know this is boring after the barbecue potato chip debate we just had, but just classic Lay's potato chips, just the no flavor potato chip Lay's yep. potato chips. Here's my thing with them, which I
you dip it in
you're
something.
Already yes, I yeah. dip it in champagne. It's so good.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. I was expecting like onion dip. Which is really great.
Very good.
Or guacamole or something. But
sure, I do a tortilla chip with guacamole. Usually, I'm traditionalist that way. I do like it in like a vanilla ice cream or vanilla milkshake with potato chips, or champagne. That's what I like a potato chip with. Okay. The looks today.
Well, your list today.
You guys can see the room.
You've made up some pretty outrageous stuff on this show over the years, but today you're going for the jugular. Potato chips dipped in champagne.
Just trying to bring you an honest list here. Okay, so that I actually got the idea from the 7 Year Itch, the Marilyn Monroe movie. It's not even in my top 10 favorite Marilyn Monroe movies. It's not my favorite, but she eats potato chips and champagne, and I thought, oh, that sounds delicious, and it is. It's like the salt and the bubbles, and it just is effervescent and refreshing.
Well, it obviously worked for Marilyn.
Yes,
it works. Marie, for me. We're down to number one.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to agree with your survey on this one. In fact, if this were the only food available forever in the whole wide world, wow. and it's the only thing I could ever eat,
wow,
it would be nacho cheese Doritos.
Not even Cool Ranch?
No.
Wow.
It has to be nacho cheese. They're the best food ever made.
Straight up. Respectfully disagree.
Look at your entire list. Donuts, Pringles. Okay, you did have almonds and cashews sure. in there. There was yep. a healthy thing. Sunflower seeds, not bad. Mm-hmm. Popcorn, not bad. Mm-hmm. Chips Ahoy, Snickers, Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips. At least it has the word sun in there, so it's sort of organic. Barbecue chips and Doritos.
Yes.
Definitely.
I told you I was an
snack
expert.
Snack foods. Exactly. Exactly.
Shopping at Winter Ridge, right?
Yeah. Or in Spokane, if you know what I mean.
Ricky, you're number one.
My number one, I know I did have the disclaimer when we talked about the peanut butter and jelly, the big great debate of peanut butter and jelly today, where I just said I didn't like sweet and salty, unless we are talking about the perfect snack food, which is kettle corn. I love good kettle corn. They actually have excellent kettle corn at the farmer's market on Saturdays. The kettle corn guy is still there serving, and I like it in the microwave. I like it pre-made and bagged and just eat it out of the bag. Like, I like kettle corn in any form that I've ever had it. It is the perfect snack food, in my opinion.
Because it is sugary, candy-like mm-hmm. stuff melted on popcorn.
Mm-hmm. And salt. Both.
And salt.
It's the best of both
so,
worlds.
So is the kettle corn guy at Farmer's Market now that...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Back there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. So Farmer's Market is happening, and it's been fairly successful.
Yeah.
So
in fact, he didn't let me sneak through the ropes last week. He yelled at me and made me walk out the exit like a proper patron.
Were you wearing a mask?
Yes, I was.
Good girl. Oh, thank Marie, you. Thanks for joining us today. We have to have you on the show more often.
Thanks for having me.
We do a lot of food shows, and mm-hmm. some of them are even sort of healthy. Today was not. So much. But so folks, Ricky says try it. Get some Lay's potato chips mm-hmm. and a bottle of champagne and
go for it.
And go for it. Anyway, that's going to be it for Ricky's top 10 for this week. I'm back in here tomorrow, North Idaho Thursday, with our special guest Dwight Scheffler from the Elks. Give us an update on what's happening there and more. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
KBFI AM and K246 CU 97.1 FM Bonners Ferry, 1400 AM KSP.